Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, what a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. Yes, angels bow. Angels, they bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, we are just grateful. We are grateful. Yes, we are grateful for the many blessings that he has showered upon us. Blessings that we see and blessings that we do not see. Yes, yes. We are just grateful to have you with us. Go get your water. Go get your water. Yes, yes. We know that water helps the body. Water pushes through all the impurities that are in the body. Yes, yes, yes. We bless his holy name. We bless his name. Yes, let us pray. Let us pray. Yes, 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 yes. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of myself. I just be excited of the name of Jesus. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. That is found in Psalms 46. 46 and 10. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for this day. Thanking you, God, for your divine power, God. We thank you, Master. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. Oh, and we bless his holy name. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, Master. Oh, God, we just come right now lifting up the city, New Orleans, God. We lift up Louisiana to you, God. Oh, Master, we lift up the children, oh, God. We lift up our elderly. Oh, God, we lift up those that are sick, Master, that can't move, oh God, that can't do for themselves, that can't run and go and hide, God, from waters, oh God. Master, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up all our first responders, God. Yes, yes, we lift up the mayor, we lift up the governor, we lift them up, God, who are trying to protect us, oh God, and keep us, Master. Oh, we lift them up to you, Master, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know, God, that you have the power. It's all about you, God. You have the power, God. And we yield to you, Master. We yield to you, God, for your protection, oh, God, for your keeping power, God, that only you can give us. And we stand and we receive your blessings. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen. And we just believe for protection. We believe, oh, that God hears our cry. He hears us. He knows our situation. Oh, yeah, and we trust him. And we trust him. We walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, we walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though the storms, they keep on raging. We know the storms keep raging, huh? We know that the storms keep on raging. Yeah, and there are storms that's just in our lives that are going to keep raging. They're going to keep coming. They're not going to just end, huh? The storms, that sometimes it's hard for us to tell the night from day. It's hard. When you're in a storm, it's hard for you to be able to see. It's hard for you to have clarity. Hmm? Yeah, but still that there's hope, huh? There's hope that lies ahead. Glory to God. And the hope is within. It's within the reassurance that we have. We have reassurance. Glory to God. That only God can give us. God is the only one that can reassure us. Hallelujah. He says, as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, that distant shore. Why? Because I know he'll lead me. Glory to God. He's going to lead me to the blessed place where he has prepared. Yeah. Because I'm his. Huh? And he's mine. Glory to God. Yeah. So I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm just going to continually trust and believe. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And again, we just continue to lift up the city of New Orleans, the state of Louisiana. We lift everyone up in prayer. Yeah. We ask God for protection that only He can give. Glory to God. Yeah. Protection that only He can give. Yeah. A Storm Brews. That is our title. Uh-huh. The Brewing Storms. And we see those storms. Many times we have those storms that are in our lives. They're storms. God told David, when he was minding his own business, and when I say God told David, what I'm saying is God used Samuel to go and tell David. Glory to God. While he was tending to the sheep, he was minding his own business. Yeah. But God called him. Glory to God. Uh-huh. And he told him that he was going to be king. He was going to be the ruler. He had Samuel anoint David. Glory to God. And that the promise was that it was yet to come. It was yet to come that he would be king. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. It was yet to come. It didn't happen overnight. It took some time. Yes. Nobody ever told David that he would be running, that he would be on the run from Saul. Nobody ever told him that a storm was going to brew. Nobody never told him that the storm was going to rage in his life. Yeah. Nobody never told him that. He only heard that he would be king. Yeah. He only knew that he was anointed to be king. Glory to God. And out of his obedience, glory to God. He was obedient. Mm-hmm. The storms are brewing. Yes, they are. The storms are brewing. David was obedient. Yes, yes, yes. He was obedient. Not knowing what the outcome would be. He just knew that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had sent for him and had ordained him. He was anointed for this task, for this time, for this season. He knew that, not knowing that there was a storm that was going to brew. A storm was going to come. It was going to rage with anger. Yeah. Saul was running after him. And we see this in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, how Saul was plotting, trying to kill him. Even though David wasn't a king yet. So here we see that things will come. God will promise us things. But all alone, there's a storm that just may brew. Before the manifestations actually take place. Yes. Yes. Look at Genesis chapter 16 and verse 1 through 4. Yeah. We see where Hagar. Yeah. She was minding her own business too. She was minding her own business. Going on with her duties as a servant of Sarah's. Yeah. Being a good servant to Sarah, tending to the house. Whatever Sarah's needs were, Hagar was there to meet those needs. Never, never, never was Hagar aware of the storm that was getting ready to brew. Never, not one time, yeah, did she know that there was a raging storm that was getting ready to brew. When Sarah gave Hagar to Abram, when Sarah gave Hagar to Abram, yeah, look at that, look at that. Knowing that she was promised that she would have kids, but it was taking too long. Sarah got impatient. What? She got kind of anxious? Anxiety set in? She began to have panic attacks? She became fearful that she was getting too old? Look at that. Yeah. Have God ever promised you anything? Have He ever promised you a position? A promise you a house? Promise you a mate? But He never told you when. He never told you who the mate was. He never told you how long it was going to take for you to get that house, for you to get that position, for you to get that property. He never told you that there was going to be a storm that was going to brew before the manifestation took place. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody had to learn how to trust God in spite of what it looked like, in spite of what it felt like. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. Let me tell you this. There is such a thing that's called peace, glory to God, peace in the midst of a storm. Peace. When you can't see your way out, you learn to rest in peace, glory to God. Rest in Him. Peace that surpasses all understanding. He said it would keep your heart and it would keep your mind. Glory to God. The storm began to brew on Sarah. On Hagar. Yeah, with Sarah and Hagar. They began to brew in the house. When Hagar became pregnant. Strife brewed in the house. The storm began to stir up. Black clouds were coming out of every corner, every room. The spirit of division, the spirit of hate, the spirit of conniving, the spirit of schemes were coming out. All because of anxiety. All because God had said it, but we couldn't wait. We couldn't wait. We didn't want to wait. We didn't want to wait on God. We didn't want to wait. So we began to have problems sleeping at night. Couldn't sleep. Can't sleep at night. Uneasiness. Unease. We become uneased. We begin to have cold sweats. Our mouths become dry with anxiety. Yeah, becoming anxious. Even though the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing, so often we are caught up in being anxious. Yeah. Yeah. So anxiety brings on many disorders. Many disorders. And here we see that the storm began to brew. Yeah. Waiting on God. Trusting God. Knowing that God has the ability to fix it all. We walk away. We walk away many times from the truth. We walk away from what's genuine. We walk away from what God has prepared for us because we're anxious. We're in a hurry. We want it now. Am I talking to anybody? We want it now. I can't wait. Not knowing that the storm is getting ready to brew. The storm is going to brew because of disobedience. You see, here we see that David, he was obedient. He was obedient. David was obedient. He was waiting on the promise. He was waiting on it to manifest. Yeah. Yeah. He was waiting. But Sarah was disobedient. Yeah. She couldn't wait. She became anxious. Mm-hmm. And so the storm began to brew in her house, in her household. Huh? It began to brew with her maidservant. And eventually Hagar ran. She ran away because she couldn't take it anymore. Couldn't take it anymore. Yes. The storm is brewing. Look at Jonah. Jonah. Jonah chapter 4. Jonah chapter 4 brings us right into the story of Jonah. Mm-hmm. Jonah. Wow. Jonah was something else. Jonah felt that the people of Nineveh were too sinful. They were not worthy enough. They were not worthy enough to be forgiven. Yeah. They were full of wickedness. And he felt that they needed to remain that way. They needed to stay that way. But he knew that there was a merciful God. He knew that if he just went, glory to God, if he just went and said those words that God had ordained him to say, that God would forgive those people. He knew God was going to forgive him because God had that kind of heart. God has a forgiving heart. He would forgive him. But Jonah was not going to forgive them. Jonah. Jonah allowed the storm to begin to brew. Jonah allowed disobedience to take over him. The storm began to brew. Wickedness, even though Nineveh was wicked, but Jonah didn't see that he had actually sinned against God. Look at this. Wickedness is everything. And it's everywhere. Wickedness, it looks at how fast we forget. We forget real quickly that we were once wicked, that we were once in sin ourselves. We forget. Yeah. So Jonah decided on his own that he would hold back. He was going to hold back the promise, that he didn't want them to hear the word of God, that he wasn't going to go and deliver. Are you listening to me? He wasn't going to deliver. Oh, glory to God. So Jonah refused. He refused. And he ran. And he ran. He ran. He ran from God. Huh? And what the Lord sent, God sent the storm. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 4 in Jonah chapter 1, verse 4, and it says, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Think about it. The ship was rocking and going side to side. The wind was blowing extremely hard. Huh? Winds, like hurricane force winds. Look at that. Yes. When you disobey God, when you're running, God has the power. God has the power. God has the power to say, peace, be still. Glory to God. Huh? And the winds, huh? The winds will obey. Hallelujah. Peace, be still. God has that kind of power. But look at Jonah, continuing to be disobedient to God. Huh? Jonah took a ride. He decided to take a ride on a boat. And he thought that was going to be a fast fix, a quick fix, a fix where he could just get out of the sight of God and God would leave him alone. But oh, he was into a rude awakening. Huh? He ran right into the storm. Have God ever told you? Have he ever told you to go? Yeah, have he ever told you to go? Have he ever told you to go and open up your mouth to just say a group of people, or even just to one person, and you have refused to go? Are there any Jonas out there? Are there any Jonas that's listening to me today? Are you one who has rebelled against God? Are you one that has tried? And notice I said tried, because no man can supersede God. No man has that power. No one has that ability to block the progress of God. Hallelujah. Matthew 28 and 19 tells us that we are to go ye, therefore, and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is our job. That is our assignment, to go and make disciples. And how do we do that? When we give the word. See, Jonah didn't want to give the word because he felt Nineveh was too evil. Nineveh was too bad. Nineveh was too wicked. Forgetting all along that at some time, at some point, he had sinned too. He was in sin. Sin is sin. There is no big sin. There is no little sin. Sin is sin. And we all have to ask God to forgive us for our sins. We all have to come at one point, another, and ask God to clean us up, to wash us, to hold us out, to make us white, white as snow. He has the ability. He has the power. Glory to God. But Jonah, just like some of us, have to learn it the hard way. He has to go through the storm. And many times we are caught up in storms ourselves. We are caught up in a storm. If we in a storm today, we coming out of storm tomorrow. But storms are all around us, whether it's the actual physical storm or whether it's the storm of life, whether it's the storm of a situation. A storm is a storm. Am I talking to anybody? A storm is a storm. Yeah. And we need an anchor. When we're in a storm, we need an anchor. We need to be able to throw the anchor out and grip the solid rock. Who is the solid rock? The solid rock is Jesus. Yeah. That's the rock. That's solid. But oh, but we see in the story of Jonah, Jonah wouldn't let anybody know that he was running. But knowing these group of people that was on the boat, they knew something was not right. Something was completely out of the ordinary. Yeah. And the captain began to wonder what was going on. Who was on here that has done something? Or what was happening? Who is that person that went and hid in the back? Where is that person? They wanted to know. Yeah. When Jonah came to the reality that something was going on, and it was him, he asked the captain to throw him overboard because it was him. Because it was him. And at this point, reality set in. Now, all along when he was running and he was condemning Nineveh, there was no reality there. He was blind. He couldn't see. But here we see, here in the ship, in the boat, God, in the storm, had to shake him up. Had to shake him up in the storm so he can see, so he can get the reality. Reality had to set in so he could know who God is, that he had to know that God says that I am superior, that I am God, and I don't change for nobody. Huh? Woo! Glory to God. Yeah. Sometimes God has to come and he has to shake us up. He has to get our attention, and he has to remind us, I am God, that I brought you. I brought you out of Egypt. I brought you. I delivered you. I healed your body. Huh? I brought peace into your home that surpasses all understanding. I did that. I allowed your family to have a blessed home. Huh? I allow your husband to see you and you to see him and have the joy of husband and wife together. It was me that did that. Yeah. Many times God has to shake us up so we can see, so we can realize it ain't about you. This is all about me. And what you said that you would do for me then, I'm still holding on for you to do it now. Glory to God. This is the God that we serve today. In a storm, oh, he will get your attention. In a storm, when we can't see our way through, in a storm is when we call on God. Huh? We call on him for deliverance. We call on him for protection in a storm. Yes. Yes. That is when we call on God. When we need protection, even though we may have walked away, we have erred in his sight. But oh, when the storm gets to raging, when it gets to raging in our life, when the wind gets to blowing out of control, we remember. We remember God. We remember when. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? We remember. We remember what he did. We remember when he called us by our name. Huh? Yeah. We remember when he took us off a straight street and put us on, took us off of the crooked street and put us on straight street. We remembered. Yeah. We remember when our lives were out of control, but only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ could he come and straighten us up? Could he come and give us the Holy Spirit that would show us how to be guided? Huh? And we would follow the Holy Spirit. Only God. Yeah, yeah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, because we know, Master, that you send storms and storms brew. We create storms in our own lives many times, God. But we thank you, God, because in the storm we could connect with you. In the storm we will learn who and what we should be doing outside of the storm, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to protect us, God, to keep us, Master. Hold us, God, in your rightful hands. And we will give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Yeah. It's in Jesus' name. There is no other name by way that men can be saved, but only through the name of Jesus. Amen. We give him praise. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening. And, of course, back here on Sunday evening with God's Favorite Ministries. Yes. We're gonna prophesy Sunday evening. Yeah. We're going to be back with God's Favorite Ministries. And we're going to believe it. Because we trust in Almighty God. Huh? He is the Savior of the world. Hmm? He is our Lord of Lords. He is our King of Kings. And we trust him. And we believe in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.